No matter where you may be listening throughout the world, you can listen live on the internet. The Friday Morning After comes to you every Friday morning from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Friday morning, the last morning of the work week. Joining us on the telephone line right now is Vivian Carley, who is an analyst at the International Center for the Prevention of Crime. Vivian, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing okay over here. We've had a lot of interesting conversations this morning, and I hope that this one is going to be just as interesting and intriguing. Canadian Gun Registry. The bill was called Bill C-391, which passed through the House on November 4th. It amended the Firearms Act that was enacted by the Liberal government in December of 1998. It removed the requirements to register millions of common rifles and shotguns. There is a lot of talk right now about nuclear weapons, about global disarmament, but small arms gun trafficking, that is something that is specifically your dossier.
Well, there's actually great international information out there in terms of organizations that are working to produce up-to-date and accurate information on what's going on in terms of small arms trafficking. And some of them are IANSA, I-A-N-S-A, which is based out of the UK, and they are probably one of the forefront in terms of people producing the most information internationally. Then are some of the other ones are the Small Arms Survey, which actually we use at the center constantly, and they come out, they have annual publications. They're based out of Geneva. Their annual publications have a theme every year, and they sort of explore different themes related to small arms. And then in Canada, I've been very involved in a student group with Oxfam. They have a control arms campaign, and they produce a lot of material that you can refer to. And then Project Plowshare. They do a lot more policy work, so they do a lot of research that is basically pushing for change in policy in Canada. Then we have things like Save the Children and the Coalition for Gun Control, which is very good also. And then, of course, the Fraser Institute, which is known for its stance against the gun registry. So that's a different perspective. So in general, international information is very important and very good. But in terms of in Canada, what I'm seeing is that there's this development of two camps. One is the Coalition for Gun Control, which is for the registry, and the other one is like the Fraser Institute, which is against, and there's nothing in the middle.
An Ipsos Reid poll in 2006 that was conducted in the wake of the shooting massacre at Dawson College found 3 out of 4 Canadians want stricter gun control. Bill C-391, this seems to have removed gun control registrations by removing the requirement to register guns. Has the government given Canadians what 3 out of 4 Canadians don't want?
Well, what's interesting, I mean, we did see reaction recently, November 16th, with the anniversary of the Polytechnic massacre. There were several MPs who boycotted. They had a ceremony in Ottawa, government ceremony, and they boycotted because they were so against what was happening in terms of that it actually had passed as a private member's bill. Now it was on the way to the Commons Committee. And yes, the government is not listening to the majority of Canadians, but the problem is Canadians have to put more voice out there. It's been very hard to organize any sort of public protest because, yes, Canadians are expressing that, especially in Quebec. We're very touchy with the issue with the 3 main sort of public shootings that we've had over the years, but, you know, very few people are saying something about it. I was doing research. I got access to the gun registry, which was quite difficult to get access to. But what was happening was I couldn't use that information. I mean, one study that came out from the Firearms Center, actually, someone found that out of 4.5 million registration certificates, 3.2 million were left blank and unknown.
And the ones that were filled out, in some cases, it was false information that had been provided by the gun owners?
Exactly, and that's exactly what I was facing. It's a complete boycott, and they've admitted it. So this is a major problem that the government, one, is, I think, running away from, that we need to improve it and not completely cut it off. And two, that people need to understand the importance of registering your weapon. Owning a gun is not a right, but it's a responsibility.
The Canadian Shooting Sports Association, obviously one of the special interests that was pushing for the passing of the bill that would remove the gun registry from Canada, they issued a press release on the 4th of November saying that the handgun registry and strict licensing provisions in the Act are unaffected by the amendment, and despite unsubstantiated claims otherwise, public safety will not be compromised. What is your feeling with regards to public safety based on the removal of the Canadian Gun Registry?
I think it is compromising public safety because we see that Canadians feel safer with the registry being there. You know, it took a while to get it to be fully working, but I think it is compromising, and it's a big problem. For me, I think it's a big problem, and it's going to affect public security tremendously.
A 2009 study published in the American Journal of Public Health showed that on the average, 4 out of 5 gun owners are more likely to be shot than somebody who is unarmed or does not own a gun. If we take away the Canadian Gun Registry, what will replace it? What will make us safer? What do Canadians want? And what do you yourself, who is involved in the situation on a daily basis, what do you think can improve the process?
Well, I think the Canadian Gun Registry is one part of the bigger issue of the prevention of crime and violence. That's what it's all about. And what is happening is there's a move away from prevention, and, you know, to get rid of the gun registry and trying to, you know, leave it as it is and dealing with the problem after it happens. I think that one is economically better and socially better to deal with prevention. And what prevention means also is dealing with structural issues. And that's where, let's say, the gun registry gets eliminated. Well, that's where we need to focus our attention. Now, this is not a new issue.
On reinforcing the structure.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But the idea of poverty and unemployment, and not necessarily just, you know, why are people, you know, shooting other people? Why is there violence? Why is there crime? Why are, you know, why are there concentrations of weapons, illegal or legal, in certain parts of Canada? Those are the issues we need to deal with. And the gun registry, you know, for me, I wanted to use the gun registry to map concentration of guns. So where were they? What type of guns? And then look into the structural issues. And that's where we need to go, and that's where the government hasn't gone, and that's where, you know, there's been countless research. I mean, we all know it's there, and we need to do something about it, and that's the next step. You know, we first have to look at the idea of culture of violence or the gun culture in Canada, and what we see is Canada does not have a very strong gun culture compared to our neighbor, and so, you know, generally the majority of the population is not, you know, does not carry a weapon. And all that. But I think in terms of, I mean, the first issue I want to tackle out of that question was the idea of increasing police power and diminishing individual rights. And I think that is a big issue for especially a lot of long gun owners who you know, have their gun for hunting purposes and they don't feel like they're dangerous. And why should the police have access to their address and come and do safety checks and so on and so forth? And I understand that, like I said earlier, in terms of, you know, is this diminishing individual rights? Well, this owning a gun in our Constitution is not, I mean, we don't have a right to own a gun. Therefore, like I said, it's a responsibility. And what happens with responsibilities is we have consequences. And that means police, which is their role, is to ensure public security, to go and do safety checks. Now, this could be for the sake of the individual. For example, the police go to the home to check if the gun is properly locked away. That's really what they're doing for the safety of the individual, for their family, for other people. I don't necessarily see this as a diminishing of individual rights and freedoms. I mean, you sign on, you get a gun for a certain reason under, you know, under our law, and then you have a responsibility following that. In terms of increasing police power, yes, there's been, I mean, there was an increase in employment of police, you know, slightly to work at the firearm center and to, you know, follow who's registering and whatnot. But I don't see it as something that's repressive. I see it, you know, no one wants a police state. So in terms of creating this fear and instability in Canada, I think taking away the gun registry, because it's a prevention method, will in fact increase fear and instability. Because we've had it, and now we won't if we don't have it, what's going to replace it. The government hasn't proposed anything. So I think that's going to increase fear and instability.
Precisely. I think you've hit the nail right on the head. It's increasing the access that Canadians have to guns that will create fear and political instability. Thank you very much, Vivian Carley, analyst from the International Center for Prevention of Crime.
Yes, thank you for having me.